Now, it isn't very difficult to answer this question. Popular expressions, common modes of speech, sometimes embody a great deal of wisdom, traditional wisdom. Suppose somebody is doing something, engaged in some work, some job, some undertaking, engaged in something which he knows he ought to be doing, but suppose he doesn't do it very well. Then what do we say about him? We usually say, his heart isn't in it. His heart isn't in it. In other words, he isn't emotionally involved. Energy comes from emotion. If there's no emotion, there's no energy, there's no drive. And for that reason, the work to be done is not very well done. There's no need for me to insist upon this point, because we can verify it for ourselves, perhaps every day. The work in which we are not really deeply emotionally involved is not really well done. But this is particularly true in connection with the spiritual life. We may have a certain amount of spiritual insight, a certain amount of understanding, even experience. But if there is no, as it were, emotional equivalent of that insight, of that understanding, then it does not become embodied in our life. In other words, understanding must pass through the emotions before it can influence life. This is made clear by the structure of the Noble Eightfold Path. The first step we've seen is perfect vision. The second step, or second aspect, of the Eightfold Path is perfect emotion. And perfect emotion is the first of the seven steps which make up, within the Eightfold Path, the path of transformation. In other words, we may say, perfect vision has to pass through, has to become, if you like, perfect emotion before it can manifest as perfect speech, perfect action, and all the rest are the successive steps of the Noble Eightfold Path. In fact, we can go so far as to speak, simplifying the whole matter, in terms of three centers in the human being. We can speak of a thinking center, we can speak of an emotional center, and we can speak of a moving center. And in terms of the spiritual life, within a spiritual context, these three become a higher thinking, an intuitive or even visionary center, a higher emotional or positive emotional center, and a higher moving center or center of spiritual practice and experience. And I would request you at this point not to take these terms too literally or even too seriously, and not to confuse them with similar terms used in other contexts by different writers on psychology and religion. The point which emerges here is that the thinking center can influence the moving center only through the emotional center. So the question therefore arises, how to bring this about, how to ensure this, or how to involve the emotion. And this, of course, in turn raises the question, why are the emotional energies themselves not involved? And answering the second question first, we may say that the emotional energies are not involved because, one, they are blocked, 2, they're wasted. And 3, they're too coarse. In order to involve the emotional energies, therefore, we have to remove the blockage, stop the waste, and find some means of refining the emotional energies. So let's consider each of these in turn briefly.